You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and God bless you today. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear the last part of this message. I believe we'll hear the last part today of the sermon I just preached a week ago or so at Island Community Church. That sermon is entitled The Days of Noah and the Days of Lot. It's more signs that Jesus gave that you'll know that His return is near. He says, when things are on the earth like they were back when Noah was around, recognize as this as a sign that my return is near, even at the doors. And what characterized the days of Noah? Well, you got to go back to when he was alive to answer that. Back to Genesis chapter 6. The Bible says the whole world in Noah's time was filled with Hamas. That's right, like the terrorist group. That's the Hebrew word for violence and terrorism. That's how you'll know. When the whole world is full of violence and terrorism, then you'll know. That's another one of the signs. Maybe you say, well, the world's always been full with violence. Well, that's right. But the key to understanding that Matthew 24 is when you see all of these things, like Jesus said, that is wars, ethnic uprising, that is racial fighting and uprising. When you see violence around the world and pestilences and plagues and coronavirus, the love of many waxing cold, then all those things going on at the same time. And then the cherry on top is what he said in the Gospel of Luke, that when things are like they were in the days of Lot, recognize and you'll know my return is near.
Just as the entire world's population did, except for 8 people in the days of Noah. And like everyone in Sodom, except for 4 people, one of which, longing for the world, turned back and turned into a pillar of salt. That's verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Maybe you say, oh, I don't believe that. Jesus says, remember what happened to Lot's wife. Rule number 1, if Jesus says it, you can bet your sweet bippy that it's true. As he says, Jonah was 3 days, you know, I got all these fish stories. I didn't plan this. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus said it. Believe it. It's true. Remember Lot's wife. So we looked at what characterized the days of Noah. So, question, what characterized the days of Lot? You know, on my cell phone, I got this ringtone. It's crickets. I think I need to play that right about now. Crickets? No one wants to say anything. What, are you afraid they're going to come and run you out? Do you hear what happened in California and Nevada on Friday? The Supreme Court ruled 5-4. not to allow any church have more than 50 people in it. Anytime the governor sees fit, or anytime there's a pandemic or during the coronavirus, until there is a cure. Now, they know it's going to be, if ever a cure, 5 years. And the judge that George Bush appointed, a Republican, joined forces with the four liberal judges, and they voted 5-4. Everyone else in Nevada is operating at 50% occupancy, but the church, they said, no, 50 people is all you can have. And this was a small church. This was a Calvary chapel that holds 80 people. Took this all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. Now no church can have more than 50 people in it. That's crazy. What characterized the days of Lot? Let's go to Genesis chapter 19. This will be scary, eerily similar. Genesis chapter 19. Now, two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate at Sodom. Now when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet, so that you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, we will spend the night in the open square." All right, God and two angels came down and visited Abraham in chapter 18. Abraham pleaded with God not to destroy Sodom. And that's when they had this famous conversation where Abraham says, "Well, maybe there's 50 good people there. Are you still going to destroy it for 50? And God said, "All right, no, I won't." Abraham says, "Well, maybe there's 40 righteous people in it. Will you destroy it for 40? And God goes, "Okay, no, I won't." Abraham says, "Well, forgive me for asking, but maybe there's only 30 people there. Will you destroy this whole city for 30? If there's only 30, right?" And God goes, "No, all right, I won't." And then he's like, "Forgive me for asking. Say there's 20 righteous people in this city. Will you destroy the whole city if there's 20 righteous people in it?" And God goes, "No, I won't." So now by this time, he's down here. And he's like, "Forgive me for asking, but, you know, that's about where I would be. Forgive me for asking. But let's say there's 10 righteous people in this town. Will you destroy this whole town if there's 10 righteous people in it?" And then he said, "Far be it from you to do that. You're not going to kill all these people because there's the righteous people still in here. Far be it from you." He said, "Far be it from you, the God of all the earth, to slay the righteous with the wicked." See, this is how we establish. This is how we know God will not treat you the same way as everyone else out here that spits in his eye. He won't treat you the same way. God said, "No, I won't do it. If you find 10 righteous people in this whole town, I won't do it." So the two angels left. God stayed there with Abram. And then these two angels showed up. And that's the backdrop to chapter 19. That's what had happened when these two angels showed up. I said, "All right, that was the end of that conversation." Now these two angels show up in Sodom. They get to the gate. And there is the guy Jesus was just talking about, Lot. Jesus said, when things are like they are on planet Earth, like they were when Lot was around, then you'll know that my return is very near. Now, the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, this was a move of hospitality. When Lot saw them, he rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face to the ground. And he said, "Hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house, spend the night, wash your feet. Then you could rise early and go on your way." And they, the two angels, said, "No, we'll spend the night in the open square. But he insisted strongly. So they turned into him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, listen to this. Everyone with me? I'm in Genesis 19, verse 4. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both the old and the young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called the lot. And they said to him, "Where are the men that came to you tonight? Bring them out so that we may know them carnally." So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind them, and said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out. Do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they've come under the shadow of my roof." And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one came here to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal with you worse than with them." So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. But the men reached out. This is like, anyone ever see the horror movie Night of the Living Dead? Where all the dead people are... Radiation hits the town, and all these dead people start coming up out of the graves going, they're walking around blind. This is right. These are ghouls. Like Night of the Living Dead. The Lord strikes them with blindness. Look at this. And these are homosexuals demanding their rights. These are homosexuals demanding their rights. Stand back. Then they use the one thing I hear almost every day. Who are you to judge? The atheist's favorite verse. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Matthew 7:1. These guys know it well. Stand back. This one came to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we're going to deal worse with you as we did with them. So they pressed hard against Lot and came near to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands, and they pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, and they became weary trying to find the door. Maybe we've turned to Frankenstein now. I mean, is it like all the Universal horror movies I used to watch as a kid? Because Sodom had turned to debauchery and was overrun by homosexuals. Jesus says, "This is how you'll know my return is near. When things are like they were in Lot's day, when that is going on planet Earth, then you'll know my return is near."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storms.